Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, always look forward to the news, because Gina Grad does such a great job delivering that, and some funny good sports coming up after that. First, Tommy John, lots of underwear brands. Oh, they claim to be comfortable, but are they? So many people are dissatisfied, men and women, with their underwear. Well, they haven't tried Tommy John. I'm wearing mine right now. Let me check. Oh, wearing my eggplant color, my maroon ones. They're the best, man. The legs never ride up. The waistbands never roll down. They got the horizontal quick draw fly, easy access. Over 7 million pairs sold, and 96% of their customer ratings are 4 stars or more. You won't go back. And when you travel, you roll them up. The size of a, I don't know, a soda can by the time you're done rolling them up. They're light. They dry fast. You know, like you're working out. You're on the road. You go to the gym. You work up a little sweat. Just hang dry, man. By the time you're packing the next morning, they're all dry. After 2 years of obsessing over every detail, Tommy John's now introducing the most comfortable bras on the planet as well, ladies. It's the best, and it's available at so many retail locations, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam. One night only. Laughs with Bald Brian. A night of stand-up comedy benefiting Stupid Cancer, a charity dedicated to helping young adults with cancer. Featuring Larry Miller, Dana Gould, Greg Fitzsimmons, Joel McHale, Brad Williams, Kyle Dunnigan, Jeff Cesario, Dr. Drew, and Adam Carolla. With your host, Brian Bishop.
Hey, this is Brian. I'm so excited and proud to be hosting this incredible fundraiser benefiting Stupid Cancer. They've been there for young adults like me who were diagnosed with cancer, and I'm thrilled to be able to pay it forward. If you love comedy, and if you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing you do, then please don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to laugh and give back to this great organization.
Saturday, November 2nd at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood. For tickets or to donate to the event, go to laughswithbaldbrian.com. That's laughswithbaldbrian.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, real quick, I just got a phone alert. They have sentenced Amber Geiger. Now, she was facing anywhere between 5 years and life, 5 years and 99 years, and she's been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the shooting of Botham Jean.
Seems about right.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders has canceled all campaign appearances due to a health issue. The 78-year-old was hospitalized in Vegas just the other night after experiencing chest pains. Doctors discovered a blocked artery and inserted 2 stents. His campaign says he's resting comfortably, he's in good spirits, but that it has cleared his schedule until further notice. So you're not going to be seeing any Bernie for a while.
Good. Fucking see him in hell. Fuck that guy. Oh, he hates this fucking country. Fuck him. He gets these interviews like, are you paying 70%, Bernie? Are you paying 70%? It's not my idea, you old fuck. It's your idea. Yeah. So you do it. Well, you're not paying. Okay. Fucking idiot.
I think this is Bernie's opportunity to gracefully bow out.
Good.
Yeah.
The fucking best, punch out.
The best thing Bernie Sanders has ever done was inspire the 1% Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah,
99% ice cream and 1% little chocolate disc on the top that you crack up.
I can say there's one thing I like about him, or I used to like about him, which he's authentic.
I was about to say he's 100% genuine.
100% genuine.
I believe him more than I believe any other politician.
I totally agree. His ideas are horrible. He's fucking horrible, but he means it.
Yep, he sure does. God, I'm getting so many of these breaking news tweets and Amber Geiger right now. Mm-hmm. Multiple fatalities reported at Bradley Airport near Hartford, Connecticut after a vintage plane crashed Wednesday morning. Oh. So this is crazy. 13 people.
Tim from Anaheim. Don't go.
Don't do it. Take up golf. 13 people were aboard a World War II era B-17 bomber mm-hmm. as part of a week-long air show with this vintage aircraft stuff. And the plane reportedly shortly after takeoff, tried to return to the airport, went down at the end, slid off the runway. There were 13 people on board, two pilots, one attendant, 10 passengers.
Went down at the end, slid off the runway.
Yeah, it got off the air, got off the ground a little bit, went back down and slid into
it didn't
building.
Turn around. I mean, got the speed. Or
doesn't sound
wrong.
Like it. Also, somebody that was injured when it slammed into the building used to house the airport's equipment. Authorities say they haven't released an exact death toll because they haven't identified everybody. But
yeah,
really
it's a weird. Like, I'm not a big regulation guy, but those planes are 70 years old. They're not in the greatest condition. I mean, they refurbished them.
Right?
Yeah, they are retrofitted, but it's like. It's like there's only so much you could do with 1939 technology, you know. They're not modern airplanes, right. And things fail. And we used to live in a time when things failed, and that was fine. Like they'd go, okay, 300 planes are going to go bomb the Strudeldorf, and 200 will come back, and that'll be an acceptable loss. And we don't have no loss is acceptable anymore. Yeah. And thus that old technology. It's like it's just too full of possibilities.
Yeah.
There's too many moving parts in those planes, and everything's
literally analog, yep.
You know.
Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Beyonce's father revealed that he's been diagnosed with the disease. So Good Morning America teased an interview with 67-year-old Matthew Knowles, who will soon share about his personal battle with breast cancer. Now, breast cancer is very rare in men, as I'm sure you could guess. More than 99% of the cases are women with breast cancer. However, the cancerous tumors in the breasts of black men tend to be more deadly, according to cancer.org. Now, Matthew Knowles, he managed Destiny's Child for quite a while, and they had a little falling out with Beyonce. But the tension seemed to ease once the grandchildren came around, but he's been diagnosed with breast cancer, which does not.
Well, that is systemic racism, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
I can't really blame Whitey on that one, but that is systemic.
But we'll find a way.
Yeah, well, there'll be something about the stress of being a black man or something like that. I see black guys. I don't feel like they're as stressed as I am. I feel like the Jews are super stressed.
Oh, God.
Maybe the Asians.
Gewalt. Mm.
Black guys do seem a little more chillax.
Chill.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be this is syrup.
It's good.
Carcinogenic.
Yeah. That's right. But it chills. But they chill.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of which, in England a few days ago, an American breast cancer survivor became the first person to swim the English Channel 4 straight times.
Hold on. Are they... Is Beyonce talking to dad anymore?
Now, I think, because of the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't going well in the business department.
Mm.
And remember, mom was making all the costumes, and there was the House of Darion? Is that it? I don't know, you probably weren't as plugged into this as I was.
Yeah. I hope that never happens with our kids. Like, I hope Natalia doesn't become famous and then have a falling out with Olga.
When
she manages her career. Yeah. You
know. Well, they're reconcile when...
Mm. You know. Yeah,
Olga's husband gets breast cancer.
It never works because no one is ever really meant to be a manager, and no one's really meant to be a superstar. So you have these two entities that are like neither one of them knows what they're doing, and they're both thrown into the deep end of the showbiz swimming pool, and it can never work.
Well, especially if they know each other previous to the stardom.
Yeah, I mean, look. First off, half the fathers and daughters don't even get along based on not much.
On nothing.
Yeah. My sister was able to hate my dad with no financial prerequisite at all. She just doesn't like the guy. You know, like there wasn't really like, well, he squandered $100 million of my...
Nope.
No, none of that.
Didn't take much. So here's a happy story with in relation to breast cancer. So Sarah Thomas of Colorado completed this unprecedented swim near the White Cliffs of Dover in a little more than 54 hours. A single swim from England to the shores of France requires more than 20 miles of swimming. Water temperatures hover in the mid-60s, and channel swimmers are not allowed any flotation assistance or use of a wetsuit. Sarah Thomas, 37 years old, crossed back and forth 4 times.
Is she using, I hate to drop the Diana Nyad bomb on you, but Diana Nyad was the distance swimmer of our generation. And I think, I don't know where she was going, but because of the man of war, this is the jellyfish or whatever, I think she like swam in a big bag or cage, you know what I mean? Like they literally built a...
like a barrier for her.
Yeah, like moving along on the boats, but the octopi or the giant squid. I think it was Man of War. I think it was like jellyfish or whatever. It's like a protective whatever, which is like, on one hand, you covered the distance. On the other hand, part of doing it here and not doing it in a lap pool is all of this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All the elements. Well, it doesn't say anything about that, and I think you're going to be impressed by this too. She ate all of her meals treading water.
Mm.
Literally not like
that's
helping her into the boat for
that's
lunch.
Badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best part.
I wonder what she ate.
It
must have all been liquid, right?
I was going to say, the protein pouches with like peanut butter and stuff.
The
plumpy
goo.
Nut, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So late in 2017, Sarah Thomas was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her last treatment was about a year ago. She resumed marathon swimming, and prior to her cancer, she made nonstop lake swims of 80 to 100 miles, so she's still going for it.
I love anyone who can really master their brain, which is... I don't think there's anything stopping anyone except for Gina Grad physiologically from being a marathon swimmer. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why anyone we know at almost any age could not undertake marathon swimming. We just can't do it mentally. There's nothing about, well, his hands are too small.
Right.
Anyone could do this. There is no barrier to entry other than your brain. Mm-hmm. And then most people don't have that brain that can just shut off and endure pain for 40 hours. We just don't. Right. Or we have it if our car goes into a snowbank.
Yeah. We can't get to that point.
But we can't inflict it on ourselves. And the brain that's able to inflict it on themselves, I'm telling you, if there's one thing you're looking for in a passenger, a coworker, employer, whatever, is that ability to kind of do that to oneself, to inflict. And now we're living in a time, we're just kind of talking about the machine and the car and the electronics and analog and digital. We're now in a time where everyone's going to have to carve out a little time every day and inflict something on themselves. It used to all just be about, how do we get from here to there? What do we eat? Who do we hump? Mm-hmm. Now it's all taken care of, and we need to inflict a little pain
just
on ourselves.
Comfort.
And the people that don't – you see all the super successful people do that. Mm-hmm. And all the people that don't start going off into this abyss.
Yeah.
And
God forbid anything even remotely inconvenient or discomfort or uncomfortable happens to them. They fall apart.
Right. And thus all these things that are threats aren't threats, and all the times and they feel unsafe.
Right.
They're not unsafe. You know, it's kind of nuts. And it's a battle in the world of money and air conditioning to throw yourself into that, into that environment. I'm just dealing with that myself because it's right about time for me to get back in the pool. Because
it's getting crisp.
It's no good.
It is brisk out there.
During the summer, it's no bueno.
No, it's a treat.
It's a treat. But as the winter starts to head in, it's getting chilly at night. So heading out to the pool. First, anything with Diana Nyad and Man O' War and not a shark cage, but like a... Or maybe she just got stung a lot by a Man O' War jellyfish.
Yeah, she's been stung a lot on her... she's attempted it five times to swim from Cuba to between Cuba and Florida. The third time, she really got some bad Man O' War stings.
Damn.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, they could just brush by you. You hardly even know it. And then your arm is on fire.
It causes respiratory distress, which that's what caused the swim to end.
Is she going from Florida to Cuba or going from Cuba to Florida? I would have thoughts. I don't know. Maybe
Cuba to Florida.
There's a tidal thing.
Yeah. Cuba to Florida.
Also be funny if you saw some refugees who were like tying inner tubes together and putting a 55 Chevy on top of it to power. And you're like, wait, I'm going to swim.
You guys, water's fine.
Don't you guys have trunks here?
We'll be right behind you.
Do you not allow you to have cutoffs here? Because we're going. I'm going.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Here's some plumpy nut. Let's go. And then imagine all the people who tried to make the journey and drown, or boat got swamped and all that kind of stuff. And I lost three kids and this bitch just
Didn't
swam.
Have to be that way.
That's a shaming experience.
Yeah, very.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Insult to injury.
Also, like, they're all standing on the beach just longingly staring at Florida, and you're like, well, what are you doing here? Oh, no, I motored here. I'm going to swim back. You're not trapped here?
No.
Well, I'm just going to swim back.
I could choose to stay, but why would I?
You want to join me?
It's a shit show over here. I'm going to swim it back.
Yeah.
You want to go?
I've already stayed too long.
All right, let me hit Zorro.com, Zorro.com. Find everything for business, any size, and almost any industry. Tools and equipment, safety, office cleaning supplies, perhaps some cleanser, and more. Tons of stuff for electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. Brands you know and trust. Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Rubbermaid, all the stuff you need for maintenance for your office, your business, but also do it for your home, too. If you need tools, it's there. All the supplies. Amazing customer service from real people based in the U.S. Fast and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And you can visit them at Zorro, Z-O-R-O, Zorro.com/Adam. Sign up for their Zmail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Adam. All right, Gina, what else?
Well, the NYPD will beef up security at theaters showing The Joker, or just Joker, this weekend. A few days ago, the LAPD said it would do the same thing, despite there being no credible threats connected to the
movie.
It's
a sweet detail for cops, right?
Yeah. Go see a flick.
Like, the best detail for cops used to be, they're filming a movie. You got to sit at the end of the street and eat, make sure no traffic comes through. But now watching first-run movies.
Yeah. Opening weekend.
You should pray.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Plum assignment.
I always think about that with security guards at concerts. Like, they're beyond the front row. They're frontest row.
I know. But I don't like it when they face the wrong way. And, everyone else is rocking out to Dave Matthews, and the big black dude's just standing over his arms.
The guy.
Just arms folded like a dance whitey.
I don't think the big black guy would enjoy the Dave Matthews
concert. That's what I'm saying.
That's
why I picked them. Yeah. But I'm still saying I don't like when that guy's sedentary and I'm rocking out.
Yeah.
Now, I would argue, Bald, you be my police captain. Yeah. You be explaining to me that I need to head down to the Cinerama Dome to protect the good folks of Los Angeles because the Joker's coming out. And you want me to keep it more official. I'm going to explain my tactics.
Walensky, stepping beside my office. I got your assignment for today. You'll be down at the AMC in Century City watching people make sure they don't blow up at the Joker screening.
All right. That's good. That's good. I want to see a movie anyway. Of course, you know, head on a swivel, keeping a constant vigil.
Yeah, you'll be probably mostly, you know, back to the screen, eyes to the crowd is pretty much how we're going to work this detail.
Yeah. Like I said, I do like the whole Batman series, and this is like the prequel with the Joker's origin story. They call it. Anyway,
sure, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, no, I definitely am on the clock getting paid for sure.
Right.
For sure. But let me float this.
Okay.
I know you want me in uniform and you want me standing there with my back to the screen and my arms folded and stuff.
Police presence would be helpful.
Yeah. Wouldn't that make me easier to spot?
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Okay, but what if I put my sweatpants on?
With your uniform? Like over your uniform?
Well, that'd be crazy. No, sweatpants.
I agree.
Put my sweatpants, my Rams jersey on, right? Put my flip-flops on, right?
Again, over the uniform?
No. You're getting confused. No uniform.
Okay.
It's just plain clothes. All right, I sit in the back, I face the screen, I look for trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because that guy could barge in, spot me, focus on me, and then leave all the civilians in peril.
That's,
you know
that's
what
completely
mean?
The idea.
When I
that's
blend
exactly what we're going for.
And I do. They serve beer at a lot of these theaters now, right?
I believe they do.
I've seen like a Stone IPA.
Yeah, they sometimes have them on draft.
So remember I was talking about blending in?
Right.
I feel like if I'm sitting there wearing my blues with my arms folded, a shiny badge, and all that kind of stuff.
Again, very effective deterrent.
Stick out like a sore thumb. Hey, when's the last time you flew commercially?
Well, geez, 6 months ago, I went to my nephew's wedding.
Yeah, didn't ask where you're going.
Okay.
All right. I know this is your office. I should have a little more respect in my tone.
I'm really putting up with a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Was there a Sky Marshal on your flight?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Oh, because he didn't.
Right. You don't know. You don't know.
I am the captain of this precinct, yet I am being introduced to a lot of good ideas right here from my underling.
Hey,
I did not know. I did.
I know you keep scotch in your desk.
You knew that?
Well, I've seen enough TV shows where the guy had a rough day. Might if I just have a hit?
As long as I don't admit to having it, yes, you may.
All right, is it Cutty Shark?
How did you know?
All right, so I just need you to buy me some tickets. And again, I don't know if they have drink coupons or whatever it is. You know what? I'll have a few cold ones and just turn in the receipt.
If you sign up for the Stubbs membership when you're there, they'll give you credit for the tickets that I bought you.
Mm. Okay, I'm just floating this. Also at the same Cineplex, they got the new Brad Pitt space movie playing.
Oh, yeah, at Astra. I've heard mixed things.
I'd like to check it out.
Well, see for yourself, you know, the quality.
Well, kind of on the clock.
Right. I was thinking when your shift, I mean, when the movie ended.
Protection. Those people need protection as well.
Right. You're going to be in one theater then the next, and you're going to bill us for both?
No, no. I'm going to watch the whole Joker movie, have a couple IPAs. Okay. Again, I'm wearing my Rams jersey, my flip-flops. I want to blend in, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then when that's over, I'm going to go to the next theater, and I watch a Brad Pitt space movie. Not as dangerous, admitted, but those people deserve protecting as well.
That's a really good point.
I'll have a couple cold ones. I'll turn the receipts in.
A couple more cold ones?
Well, the movie's almost 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. And then, you know, for the, I don't know what I get, Mike and Ike's Good and Plenty. I'll see what they got. I'll turn that stuff in. Later on, when I get home, I want to watch some you porn.
That's fine. That's completely up to you.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm still technically on the clock. You know what I mean?
You're technically off the clock. You're at your home watching pornography.
I feel like my family needs protection.
They might.
Yeah.
But again, this is the definition of off the clock.
I'm going to pick up a double IPA on the way home.
Wait, you're going to be watching pornography with your family?
Well, we're not all in one, but it's not like we're in a big tent together. Oh, there's separate rooms with doors and stuff. I'll hit you with the bill for the porn subscription and the IPAs I pick up on the way home. Well, okay. By the way, if it helps, when I'm watching porn, I will be in uniform.
Wait, what happened to the Rams jersey?
No, no, that's for the theater. That's
where
I'm blending in.
You're going to change back into uniform when you get home?
I want to present a look of authority. I've been busted masturbating before, and I've had to answer a lot of hard questions, and I feel like in the uniform, I can flip the script.
You want to present?
You know, my wife comes in and goes, you're beating off, and I go, oh, yeah? Well, I got questions for you. And I would, you know, flash the tin and start asking questions.
Make sure you tell her you're on the clock so she understands.
You said clock?
I did.
Okay. And see. Thank you.
That's how that would go.
So I'm really glad they're going to be out there patrolling these theaters. Mm-hmm. It's going to be important. Mm. Important work. Notorious prankster Vitaly Sidyuk has struck again. This time his victim was Justin Timberlake. The singer and actor was headed into the Louis Vuitton Paris Fashion Week show with his wife Jessica Biel when this man struck, grabbing Justin's legs, trying to knock him down. We have a little footage for you.
Is that guy?
He does this a lot, really going after his leg. Everybody's
is
screaming.
Timberlake wearing something weird on himself?
Or? Like a man
purse. Yeah, a human being.
I was wearing a man purse and a human being.
Yeah. So fortunately, security jumped in and got the guy off Justin. But Vitaly has attacked Gigi Hadid, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt. In 2013, he rushed the stage at the Grammys. That's his thing.
All right. I don't want to be uptight, but in a world where we don't really know if it's a nut job with a AK-47 in a movie theater or
taste.
Some internet dude. Can we just lock him up? Like, what you do it five times. Like, hey, man, we're not here to accommodate this.
And his pranks aren't that clever.
Right.
Well,
these aren't pranks. This is you grabbing guys' pant legs.
Everybody thinks they're Borat. Everybody thinks they're Bruno. And they're not doing anything clever.
It's like saying you're a stuntman just like jumping off, you know, like a ladder. It's like, all right.
And also, if whoever the famous celebrity is ever kicked that dude in the bridge of his nose with the heel of their loafer, they would be sued out. You know, at some point, their guy would be going, just give him $2 million and make this go away. You know, screw that guy.
Yeah.
I agree. That's like, you know, we sort of talk about the SNL guy and he doesn't make it because of the racial whatever. And we're like, yeah, more would be forgiven if he ended the tirade with a punchline.
Right. Something clever.
This prankster needs to put a little prank in his stir. You know what I mean? Like, I end it with something. Have a little something.
Yeah.
Goof on them.
Yeah. He's literally just trying to knock him over.
Yes. All right. Let's put that guy. Put that guy in my special van that transports people that can't fly. Take him to misfit broken toy island. Mm. All right, let me hit Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add, save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. That is Geico. Geico.com. Spend a couple of minutes and find out just how much you could be saving on your auto insurance at Geico.com. All right, let's do two more.
All right. Well, John Cena, he's always working. The WWE star stopped by the Ellen Show on Monday to talk about his upcoming film, Playing with Fire, and revealed that he's never, ever taken a vacation. This surprising confession was prompted by Ellen, who mentioned an interesting fun fact that she had heard and wanted to see if it was true. When asked to recall the longest time he spent away from the ring or a film set, Cena had a shocking response, saying that he's never gone anywhere for fun more than 2 days because he's just jonesing to get back to work.
Yeah.
Never taken one.
You do realize, like, I don't know, the Cenas or the Rock or whatever, and you kind of go like, well, what is it? Or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, famously, like, right, came here, literally couldn't speak English. Like, how is this guy's going to play a cop? How is he going to be an action star cop, you know?
Yep.
And it was such weird, too. It's like, O'Malley, in my office. Yes. And
da.
It's like, da. And it's like,
okay. Va du avant. What is chief?
I could never figure out why they didn't just lay a little backstory down about
never once.
No, they never did. But either way, you realize these guys just out hustle everybody. Yeah. They're not. I mean, they have gifts and they have talents, but not more so than many people. They just never stop.
Yeah,
they just
grind.
Never stop grinding. And I don't know. We had Joe Coy in here, the other day. It's like you just realize it's just the grind. They just never stop grinding.
Yeah,
and I don't know why people are constantly trying to dissect people like this and attribute it to things that we shouldn't attribute it to, you know, whether it's like daddy's money or touched by God or blessed or, you know, the guy was born on third base and thought he had a trip. Yeah. Like, why are we constantly rounding down to what it is doing?
And especially guys like that, you go, well, if I had those muscles, well, guess what? They worked for those muscles. You're sleeping when they're working out for those muscles.
Right. Right. Okay. Sorry. Yep. So Cena, we got the clip?
No. Just,
we got the clip.
Just letting you know that he's never taken a vacation.
I get that from
exactly
him.
That's exactly what he says in the clip.
And he made a movie called The Marine, and it was horrible, and nobody liked it, and that should have been a one and done for him, and he overcame.
Like, yeah.
You don't normally get to come back from starring in an action movie that everyone hates.
He's quietly a good actor. I'm not saying
right.
He's like Oscar winner, but he was funny in
Trainwreck.
He was really good in a little movie called The Wall. He played, obviously, a soldier, but he was really, really good in that movie. He's a good actor.
I agree.
Well, finally, very curious to get your take on this story. A woman in Oregon longed so much for the 1950s that she has quit her job, got permission from her husband, by the way, in order to devote her life to taking care of her husband the way a wife in the 1950s would. So Katrina Holt has been a seamstress for 10 years. She asked Lars, her husband, permission to leave the workforce, and he said yes.
This sounds way better than it is.
And here is a typical day for Christina. Katrina. She starts her day at 6:30 in the morning. She wakes up and lays out Lars' clothes before making his breakfast and packing his lunch. After feeding herself, she does 15 minutes of gentler exercises like the ones from yesteryear, like the little, you know, maybe running in place or stretching.
Maybe she just has that shimmy machine where she puts the belt around her midsection.
Yep. Takes a handful of diet pills.
Right.
After her workout, she heads upstairs for a shower and full face of makeup, complete with the pond cream, the Revlon red lipstick, everything from the 50s. She draws in her eyebrows and then she puts her traditional hot curlers in her hair. Then when she is ready to go with the face and the hair and the clothes, it's time to hit the chores.
Mm.
Holt starts supper around 4 to ensure that everything is ready when Lars arrives from work. And she tends to cook from that era. She likes to do pot roasts and chicken pot pies. After dinner, they play board games like Scrabble or watch I Love Lucy or the Donna Reed Show.
And at midday, she goes to the park and refers to African Americans as Negroes.
She's really, yeah,
that was at
really
the
committed
end. Actually,
to
it was on page 2. I only had page 1. Would this be, I mean, I know it sounds great, but it seems also a little nutty. little obnoxious.
It does. I think I'm going to guess she's happier. And then, you know, binge watching Locked Up Abroad.
Oh, come on.
And complaining about Grubhub being 12 minutes late. Like, I think.
Well, this is the life she wanted.
I think the life we're supposed to have is we're supposed to have movement. That much, mm-hmm. I know. And the service to others is an important part, too. Like the taking
the one
care
guy,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for people, that sense of purpose, it depends who you are, depends what you want to do or whatever. I'll take the extreme of you go the opposite. She sleeps in and the nanny takes care of everything and so are the maids. Probably would lead to some depression.
Sure.
I think. So I if you think about those days, very philosophical show, but think about those days you had back in the day, sometimes nowadays, but back in the day when you had that apartment or whatever it was or the roommate, and at some point you go like, I'm going to clean this whole goddamn place today. Like, I'm going to take everything out of the closet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to douche out the kitchen. I'm going to use cleanser in the tub. I'm going to like do everything. I'm going to crank up the radio, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm doing on mm-hmm. Saturday. And you did it. And at the end of that day, you were like so satisfied,
awesome.
Even though you did the most mundane, boring, monotonous, yeah. you know, clean the toilet, cleaned out the shelves in the kitchen, put the new paper down on top of the shelf paper when people used to use shelf paper, yep. mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But there's a real sense of like satisfaction, mm-hmm. those kinds of days,
yeah.
that day you went. That day where you just cleaned the shit out of your car, like you vacuumed everything, you washed it and you waxed it and you did all the Armor All on the rubber and everything. Like those kinds of moments, those kinds of days, like the beer at the end of that day never tasted colder or better, yeah. right?
And she's opting in for every single day.
Yeah. I love that gal. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Castrol, stronger under pressure. Castrol, edge with fluid titanium, transforms under pressure. Three times stronger! Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown, leading full synthetics. It is Castrol Edge. All right, we're at the West Palm Beach Improv tonight in Florida. Come by, say hi. Laughs with Bald Brian. Mm-hmm. A couple tickets left to that. About
one,
a month out.
1 month from today.
1 month out. Good sports coming up. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows, including the comedians of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up, Santa Monica and Torrance, all that's all the live shows everywhere, and check out my special, Not Taco Bell Material, and leave a nice review on IMDb. I will read them. And check out our YouTube channel with all our clips that we play on the show from all the live shows everywhere, youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Until next time, Adam Carolla for RJ Bell, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian saying mahalo. The first thing you pack is yourself.
Carolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole, October 19th in Glendale, featuring Everride. The World Championship of Guacamole, presented by Carolla Drinks. Sound reinforcement from JBL. Visit JBL.com. Production and backline support courtesy of Champion Sight and Sound. Visit Champion.biz. The World Championship of Guacamole, featuring Everride, on October 19th. Many will enter, but only one will win. Follow at Carolla Drinks for more details. You don't look at me the
same. Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good sport.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Hot Sports Talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. It means that it's Thursday, which means week five of the NFL season is upon us, Ace. There are a little football-y kind of stories I have laid out here. You know, it's the 100th year, Ace, of the NFL, and I like to dig into the not-so-glorious moments from our great game. Do you know the tale of Dave Hampton, the Atlanta Falcons running back from the early 70s?
No, I only know Danimal.
Right.
Dan Hampton.
Right. Yes, he was one. He was the Bears defensive lineman who, for my money, wore his pants hiked up way too high. Way too high. Like they were up belly button size.
We're telling Dan?
Dan Hampton.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
But Dave Hampton was a running back, and in the early days of the Atlanta Falcons franchise, they didn't come out of the gate very well, of course. There was very little for them to celebrate as a team. So Dave Hampton, going into week 14, was nearing the magical 1,000-yard marker for a running back.
Uh-huh.
And so in the fourth quarter, late, they give him the ball, and he's at 997 or whatever he's at there, and he transcends the 1,000-yard mark. I've never seen his face. But
we're looking at him.
We just pulled him up. Good-looking man.
You
number 43. That's a good running back number, too.
You don't see black dudes going bald anymore with receding hairlines because they just shave it clean a la Jordan.
Yes, apparently, yeah, he went to the same barber as Carl Eller.
That's right.
Carl Eller had the receding hairline, but still had the half fro behind it. But so Hampton gets the ball. He goes over 1,000 yards. They stop the game. Like I say, what do they have to celebrate? They want to treat the people at Fulton County Stadium. So they stop. They have a ceremony out on the field. They give them a plaque, which is funny when you see what the plaque looks like. So they give them a plaque and maybe a trophy or whatever else, photographs and everything else. They clear the field. They resume the game. And on the next play, they give the ball to Dave Hampton, and he gets tackled five yards behind the line of scrimmage. And the game and season ends with him going under 1,000 yards.
Wow.
Why
hand the ball back to him?
I mean,
knowing kind of this is possible.
Yes. What's the opposite of Rudy? Like, the serendipity of Rudy is we put him on there for one play and he sacks the quarterback. That's crazy. It's the opposite of serendipity, or the bad version of it. Like, all right, we'll give it to him one more time. Oh, he lost 5 yards and he's now lost the 1,000-yard season. And now what are we going to do with the photographs we've taken? And what's he going to do with that plaque for the rest of his life?
Rudy, or we're looking at Carl Eller. Yeah, these are the two of the biggest, blackest foreheads in the NFL.
Like the stash on Eller, too.
The Rudy is now the new colonel for KFC.
Yeah, the Sean Astin, right?
Yeah. I had a weird moment with my son last night, which is they were laying around or sitting around eating. And he said, it's apropos of nothing, but he said he had to write like a parody song for his history class. So you take some song and you turn it into the Civil War or something like that, some pop song, parody song. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, it's weird. That's all I used to do. That was my form of entertainment, was try to write parody songs when I was in the 9th grade or 10th grade. It's a parody song is when you have a mind like mine or Kimmel's or something like that, a sort of comedic mind, and you have access to a telephone, you make prank phone calls. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting alone in class and the teacher's prattling on about something that you're not interested in, then you start writing parody songs. So I said to my son said, well, why don't you do American Pie or something? And I had this flashback to the 11th grade, and I said, I wrote a song to the tune of American Pie that I'd never told him or anybody into a microphone. And I was like, and I started singing it. I had a friend who worked for Kentucky Fried Chicken in North Hollywood, and he worked there from like 14 to like 17. And it was always like every Friday night, I'd be like, hey, let's go out. I got to work a shift at Kentucky Fried. And he made like $2.35 an hour, you know. And then he quit. So my whole existence with this guy is he's the only guy. Remember when it was something. It was sort of like Brad from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Like, it meant something when someone had a regular job. You know, my jobs were like, oh,
yeah.
My grandparents, elderly friends got some books they need to move. Go there on Saturday and help them move.
You know, but and they'll give you $8. But there wasn't like a job.
Not a time card, right. Uniform, a manager, an assistant manager to answer to, all that, right?
Yeah, like it seems so official and also kind of bizarre. Again, we knew paper routes and mowing lawns and help, but this was a job. This guy had a regular job at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then he quit. And then I penned this song to him quitting. To the tune of American Pie.
Well, do we have the music? Do we have the instrumentals here?
Probably don't. Yeah. I can't remember the whole... the song is 7 minutes long, and I wrote the whole song. But here's the main the main verse. I didn't do a lot of studying. It's... I'll let you guys get familiar with it. It takes a long time to get into this. Are we listening to
you just want to get to the chorus?
Yes.
Do it a cappella. So,
all right, I'll do it. So, bye, old Kentucky Fried, though your chicken's finger licking, my interest has died. Good old chefs are eating chicken that's fried, singing, this'll be the day that I fry. This'll be the day that I fry. Dun, dun. Then it picks up bass. Did you know the Colonel's cooking book? And did you know the Colonel is a crook? Cause that's the way the cheetah makes his dough. And I can't remember the rest of the song, but I remember I wrote an entire song to Kentucky Fried Chicken, my buddy quitting a job. I didn't take much inspiration back then. Like, I didn't have a girlfriend.
I can't believe, first of all, that's what you retain. Some of the greatest comedic bits of the last quarter century that have been delivered to society, you'll do them 18 months later. I'll ask you about them. Like, what was that one again? That was good. But you remember that one. And two, did Sonny then turn that song in? That was his. That's good enough, Dad.
So, yeah, my topics in the 10th grade that in terms of song parody were songs about beating off. And, oh, by the way, this guy, same guy, had a huge dong. Oh. And we used to call him Torpedo Man. And then I wrote a Spider-Man. Torpedo Man, Torpedo Man. Does whatever Torpedo can. God, is that any size? Look out, here comes Torpedo Man. Yeah.
We got to get you.
Is he tough? Listen, Muff. He's got radioactive stuff. Can he swing from the bed? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes Torpedo Man. I wrote a whole song of this guy's big dick. Boy, did I not have a girlfriend. I wrote one song about this guy's dick and another song about him quitting Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's a sad state of affairs.
Wow, it is, and also inspirational. We got to team you up with Dick Banks.
Yeah.
You guys got to get together.
All right, first and last, Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save money on your auto insurance at Geico, geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket, everybody. That is Geico at geico.com.
Torpedo Man. I love it. Very good. All right. We're off tomorrow. Ace is off on the high seas with the rest of the Ace gang here. Have a great time. Bon voyage. We'll talk with you next week. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. And the show across all other platforms at Adam Carolla. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangree events, books, movies, and more, visit AdamCarolla.com.